Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. We're joining you a little late here down south in Tennessee. We've got a little ice and snow coming in here, but everything is fine. We're going to get right into the broadcast, and we've got a great one for you tonight. The Sons of the 12 Signs. We're going to get into that message just as soon, ladies and gentlemen, as we get our message going here. We got to come in here with our introductory song. We're going to magnify Yahweh. We love you. We'll be right back.
Mathematicians always
excited about the number 12. And apparently, they always have done. For example, Pythagoras, the classical mathematic genius and the teacher and leader in some religious movements, taught that the number 12 had divine, profound, and very mystical meanings. Now, number two point here on the mathematics of 12 is the zodiac, or in the Bible, in the book of Job, it is known as the Maseroth. So it divides the stars and the heavens into 12 constellations. And did you know that the oldest Maseroth dates from 3,000 B.C.? Way back, they have found the Maseroth embedded in the most every nation and culture going back over 3,000 years. And this ideal of the Maseroth, who talked about by Yahweh himself, he asked Job, he said, Job, can you cast a Maseroth? Well, ladies and gentlemen, the thing about it is that Yahweh must have included the Maseroth in Greek. It's a zodiac, and it's a boo-boo word for Christians because they've been vaccinated against the Maseroth and the teaching of the Maseroth. But it's divided into 12. The notion is very ancient. So then, number three, the 12 tribes. We're going to concentrate tonight on the 12 tribes. As the stars are divided into 12, it's only natural to presume that the Hebrew community of Jacob could be divided into 12 geographical locations, and each one administered by a different personification as the earth revolves around the sun. The signs of the Maseroth became leaders. It was thought that their influence over the lives of individual people could be worked out through a mixture of planet watching and confused mysticism. The legacy that such lunacy left us a deep-rooted religious tradition that the affairs of mankind are rightfully led by 12 leaders, as in the heavens, so on earth. So here we have 12 suns, and this is where we get the 12 signs of the constellations. And we've talked about the precession of the equinox, and we talk about the four periods. Well, 4 divided into 12 equals 3. 3/4 are 12. The number 12 is symbolic of the creation of the universe. It represents the division or fractionating of unity of Yahweh into 12 individual distinct vibrations or tones. This is most rarely seen in music. If you take a stringed instrument, much in the same manner that Pythagoras did with a monochord, you will find that there are exactly 12 notes or tones before the series repeats itself. All repeats or octaves are related to the original note or vibration by the power of 2. That is to say that if you take a note and double its vibration frequency or cut it in half, you will manifest exactly the same note, only in a higher or lower octave respectively. The notes have been named. A is a sharp, B, C, C sharp, D, D sharp, E, F, F sharp, G, G sharp, in chromatic fashion. Now, if you're trying to teach music, you would have included the flats if you were making the notes off sharps. But this is not important. important as the vibrational tone is always the same. Staying on that 12 tone notes and vibrations. For example, the C flat is the same sound or note as the B. Now, there are 12 and only 12 notes. Isn't that strange? The music process, the quasars or the stars in the 12 constellations are those that sing in the night. Now notice this. In the beginning, when Yahweh created the heavens and the earth was a formless wasteland. Now you know we taught on that a couple of weeks ago. It became a formless wasteland, dark. Now, first of all, Yahweh said, let there be light. And this created one, day, and two, night. And then Yahweh created the third, which was earth, and the fourth, the sea. Fifth, let the earth bring vegetation. Sixth, lights in the sky. The four signs and seasons, right there it is. On the sixth day, or the sixth sign, and we're going to deal with 12 of these signs here, and you'll find it in the book of Genesis chapter 1. Signs and seasons is in the sixth, all right? That's divisible in the breakdown of 12. Then he creates two great lights, number 7. The greater to govern the day. 8. The lesser to govern the night. 9. Let the water teem with the abundance of living creatures. 10. Birds in the sky. 11. Let the earth bring forth living creatures. Now that's pretty significant because we're going to come back to the number 11 before we're out in the series to show you exactly where it fits in the 12 constellations. Very interesting in that point. And we are now moving into the 11th sign in the precession of the equinox when Christ came in the age of Pisces, the fish age. We are now beginning to enter the 11th sign in the Maserat, which is the man bearing a pitcher of water, representing Joseph. Well, it's very, 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 very thrilling to talk about the 11th sign, and I'll talk about it a little bit more as we get deeper into the series. Number 12, listen to this now. Let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, the 12th sign of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. God, Yahweh, in the flesh body, created man in his image, in the divine image, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is so wonderful to know that he created them in the book of Genesis. Now, we learn here that all the fundamentals of creation form as they become defined out of the formless abyss of totality. Well, we talked about in the book of Hebrews that Yahweh created the world from nothing. From absolute nothing. We learn that definitions are only possible from the division into polar opposites. Well, you know now that we've been teaching the last three messages on the polar openings of north-south relationship at the top and the bottom of the earth. Polar opposites. For example, how can you define light without darkness? How can you define good without evil? Male without a female. Water without the earth. Sound without silence. Hot without cold. In without out. Up without down. dividing the powers of two. A fundamental into two diametrically opposed qualities that allows for the comprehension of both through the existence of its opposite, even though they sprang forth from the same source. Isn't that amazing? Let us make man. Male and female created he them. Polar opposites. How could you start your car without a positive-negative battery attachment? If you take loose the ground, which is the negative, although the positive is still attached, you will get no connection. It has to have a ground. You take woman away from man, and he became lonely. He was a positive source, but you took away the negative, the woman being the weaker vessel. Well, we know that the negative on the ground has no power, except that it shorts or grounds the positive to cause a reaction. So every action from the 12th source of the power, and we're going to take it, and that's, we're going to go into the 12 suns and their signs. I want to explain to you in the detail of the series that we have, each sign and what it represents and what its characteristics are. And 12 parts of the mind or the brain in the two hemispheres divided, 6 on one side and 6 on the other. One positive reflecting the spirit and one negative representing the flesh man. When you would do good, positive, evil, negative, is always present. If we take white light as a model of creation, just for a thought for you, you can see that colors result from dividing the white, light representing unity, into multiple colors, thus shining it through a prism. This process divides the white light into three main colors symbolic of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Blue, or spirit, red, blue, and green, black is the absence of light or color. In other words, white light is completely absorbed by the darkness and no colors are reflected back. From the three colors of red, blue, and green, all other color sensations can be made from red, blue, and green. Absolutely fantastic. So in this simple example of white light, you can see how unity was reflected back from the three colors of red, blue, and green. All other color sensations can be made. So in this simple example of white light, you can see how unity was divided into individual unique qualities. Because white light cannot exist without its opposite of darkness. Isn't that incredible? When day comes, representing the white light, we have the absence of darkness. When darkness comes, it is the opposite, and we have the first duality or polar opposite from a common undefined source. Red, blue, and green are created when they are divided out from the unity of oneness that they experience together as a white light. The speed of light is considered as one of the universal constants. It moves about 299.792.5 kilometers per second, or 186,282.4 miles per second. However, if you use nautical miles, which equal 1 minute of latitude at the Earth's equator, and we talked about the poles that are now north to south, And as the precession of the equinox turns, these poles wobble and create an arc at the top. And here we have the precession of the equinox, or the 12 signs of the sons of Jacob, represented in the heaven by the mighty mind of our father, the great mathematician. The speed of light travels 161.803.4 nautical miles per second, which is equal to the golden ratio of pi, or 1.618034. This ratio occurs in all types of life forms and growth processes. Mathematically, pi is the division of something into two unequal parts, in such a way that the lesser is to the greater as to the greater is to the whole. It's an interesting biblical relationship to pi. It is the number of the beast, 666. Now, if you want to calculate pi, pi is equal to the square root of 5 diagonally on a 1 by 2 rectangle, which is equal to 2.23606797775. Now, when you add 1, which increases the number to 3.23606797775, the next step is to divide the 2. Now 12 comes into play, the most divisible number in the relationship to division, which equals 1.618039.8875. Now, if you divide pi by 2 again, you create the musical octave, and you get 0.80901699433749. Now, here's where it gets interesting. If you take the sign of 666, you get negative minus 0.80901699433749. And when you multiply this by 2, which is the musical octave, it equals minus 1.618033988875. The exact corresponding number from positive to negative. For anyone that needs the refresher course, the sine function gives the ratio of the opposite side of a given angle, always equal. Pi is calculated from the hypotenuse of a 1 by 2 rectangle. From this mathematical exercise, it appears that the beast is the exact opposite of pi. When pi represents growth, light, negative pi represents decay, darkness, and death. So 666 is the opposite of pi. And that equation is put into the Great Pyramid, which was built by the sons of Enoch and the angelic beings in their assistance. Remember, I told you last night that the giants that dwelled in the inner earth were at least 15 feet tall. And Olaf's daddy was 6'3", and he would just reach the average belt buckle of the giants down under. So getting back to the number 12, 144 equals the square of 12. That is 12 times 12. We know there's 24 hours in a day, which is divided into 12 hours of day and 12 hours of night. Light and darkness equal. There are 60 minutes in an hour. And 60 times 24 equals 1440. And there's 1440 minutes in a day. The 12 tribes of Israel is 144,000. 24 equals 2 times 12, which is the musical octave of 12, perfect harmony, and is represented in the 24 elders seated around the throne of Yahweh. The apparent declination of the sun is zero at the vernal and autumnal equinoxes and reaches its maximum declination on the summer solstice at plus 24, that is, 212 degrees. The minimum declination is reached on the winter solstice at negative 24 degrees. The numbers 1, 2, and 3 are prime numbers and are symbolic of creation through the Holy Trinity that I mentioned before. The number 12 can be reduced in numerology as 1 plus 2 equals 3, which means that the number 12 is also symbolic of the Holy Divine Godhead. According to the rules of music vibration, from the heavens come forth the perfect rule. On the Maserat scale of 12 in the constellations equals that which is below by the power of the building of the altar, which contained 12 stones. Upon these stones was the name of the 12 tribes, who also had 12 birthstones, which equaled 24 elders. The stones to the stones, bringing forth the perfect harmony of the prime numbers, which means the number 12 is symbolic, and it is in agreement with the rules of the musical vibration. We know that the octaves of a fundamental vibration are created through multiplication or division from the number 2. 2 times 12 is 24, and a half of 12 is 6. It is interesting that on two prime points, negative and positive, a altar was split. The 6 on the positive side and 6 on the negative side, to bring forth the harmony of a vibration of unity, meaning that you curse those that curse you and bless those that bless you, is what the Father said. And it's interesting that all prime numbers greater than 3, which is the original triune of the prime numbers, are properties of the number 6. Divisible by 2. The formula for creating prime numbers is 6n plus 1, where n is any number and plus 1 is symbolic of unity of the original cause, like 10 tribes reduced to unity of 1. And so then that which was lost is gained in the prime factor, that there's nothing lost in Yahweh. Everything will be regained. All Israel will be saved. For example, 6, 2 equals 12, and 12 minus 1 is 11. And 12 plus 1 is 13. And 11 and 13 are prime numbers. 6 times 3 is 18, and 18 minus 1 is 17. There are 17 works of the flesh in the negative side of what man has to battle in the prime element of the primordial soup that we spring from. The flesh man, which was given to the negative side to be the negative, for the spiritual man, positive, is there to battle when you would do good. Negative or evil is always present. 18 plus 1 is 19, and both 17 and 19 are again prime numbers. 9 and 1 would be 10, 7 and 1 would be 8, which would be a new beginning. In Genesis, Yahweh created Adam. He was the first man, which most likely represents the first sign of the Maseroth, which would begin in Aries, where Adam had to have, through the fall, his own offspring, negative and positive. Negative in his falling, positive in his regeneration, to bring forth a son which would be Abel, which offered a ram in the sign of Aries. Aries is a masculine fire sign ruled by Mars, which uses the astrological blip of a male. Eve is created from Adam's rib, symbolic of a division from unity, and opposites from a common source, that is, male and female, and is the second person created by Yahweh. The second sign of the zodiac is Taurus, a feminine sign ruled by Venus, which has the grip of a woman as its symbol. Next, we learn that Adam and Eve had relations and that Eve conceived and bore Cain and Abel. The third sign of the zodiac is Gemini, the twins. Isn't it amazing how that Yahweh has linked the signs of the suns in the heavens as the Maseroth, or the zodiac in the Greek form of the 12 constellations? And in each one has a ruling sun or kingship. As we go to the book of Revelations in chapter 21, and we find again that we have 12 foundations, 12 stones, 12 gates, 12 apostles, 12 tribes entering to make it complete in the vibration harmony of the number 12. 12 times 12, 144. Resurrection, a new beginning, a mounting up, a catching away, a coming again, with all the suns in the heavens that have been regenerated through birth, born from above before the foundation of the world, but regenerated through the causative form of negative and positive of six in the creation of man in his own image as male and female, creating a duality of positive and negative. And each sign represents a quality of the mind of the Creator. Together in unification of 12, we have the perfect mind of our Creator. And the Bible said until the procession, until we all come in unity, until we all speak in the vibrational harmony of that perfect octave, which is the number 12. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, yes, we learned that Adam and Eve had relations, and she bore Cain and Abel, like I said, and that sign is in the Maseroth, Gemini, the twins, which is ruled by Mercury. Gemini is a dual sign and is symbolically portrayed in the story of Abel, who was a good man and a keeper of sheep, who was respected by Yahweh, and so Abel offered up a ram, which was a sign of Adam, which was to cover his transgressions from the duality of the split of the Adam to negative positive. And so his own offspring, in this case Abel, offered a more worthy sacrifice, the lamb. And so then, Gemini, the twins, which is ruled by Mercury, which is a dual sign, and his brother Cain, being a tiller of the ground, murdered his brother. This is the sign of the story that Yahweh gives us, the first three signs of the Maseroth. Adam in Aries, Eve, Cain and Abel. It is interesting to note that in Genesis chapter 5, the generation of Adam to Noah, that Cain and Abel do not appear. These are archetypes, prototypes. Abel representing the spirit of fire, the positive, and Cain representing the darkness, source of light as a negative. Even though it appears that these were his first children, we believe that Genesis verse 26 of chapter 1 contains the creation of a Nazaroth. For Yahweh says, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. In verse 27, Yahweh created man in his image. Oh my. In the divine image he created him. Male and female, he created them. And in verse 26, you find Yahweh talking in plural form again. Let us. So Yahweh in creation in the dual form to create the spheres of the harmony, which is represented exactly as I described it last night in the inner earth, where we have the 12 elders ruling from the city of Eden, as Olaf Jansen related, and they had perfect musical harmony. And this is the image that was likely refers to the creation of the entire universe, or the Nazaroth. And we learn in Genesis chapter 5 that Adam has a son in his own image and after his own likeness at the age of 130 years. Now, if you look at the Nazaroth in terms of planetary rulers, you will find that the next sign ruled by Mars is Scorpio. The ancients also called this the sign of the eagle. But at 210 degrees of the circle, here again is the teaching of what we describe in the altar series of 12 stones. It was not a mere circle of 12 stones. It was a teaching aid that the sons of Issachar excelled in. Knowing the signs and knowing the wonders, they were master crafters of coming back to the numerology and the mathematics of the heavens in perfect unison and perfect unity of the spheres singing in harmony of the perfect scale of a musical term. This sign, at 120 degrees or 210 degrees of the circle, has Mars's nature. And in my opinion, it is the birthplace of Seth. In other words, Adam represents a cycle that starts with Mars in Aries, and Seth is a cycle that starts with Mars in Scorpio. And that is why the writer used the term in his own image after his own likeness. Since we know that Adam was 130 years old, and Seth was born at 210 degrees of the Nazaroth, you can divide 210 by 130 in order to determine how long the length of the year is. Converting 210 degrees to minutes multiplied by 60 is 12,600 minutes in arc. Note that this value occurs often in the book of Revelations, where it is used for days. Chapter 11, verse 3, I will commission my two witnesses to prophesy for those 1,260 days wearing sackcloth. This shows us that the minutes are used and not degrees in calculating biblical days. 1,260 minutes divided by 130 is equal to 96 degrees, 55 minutes, 3846 seconds, or 1 degree, 36 minutes, and 55 seconds. And this is equal to 1 year in the Bible in the scale of astronomy. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to pull our head out of the pews of the church where we sleepily sit and listen to the rhetoric of the tradition of Easter rabbits and bunny rabbits and silly things that they teach. We need meat from the table. We need to look up to the signs of the heavens. We need to note that in the book of Ezekiel, we learn that Yahweh appoints a year for a day. 1 month is therefore 1/12, or 8.4.2. 615, and for a day, 46-55. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you can find by that that the cause of the years given by 1-46-55, you can find the places in the zodiac where they begin and where they die. It's intriguing. It is unreal how much that we are missing out on the mysteries of the scripture. The earth itself is what is would call a gyro or a generator mathematically hooked up to the number 12. At the North Pole, representing 6, the number of man, and at the South Pole, 6 equals 12 to the center, a perfect division of positive and negative. Remember when Olaf came out of the center of the earth, they came in from the north but had to leave through the south. The south would be the womb, representing Eve, and Adam at the head at the north, where sits Yahweh, the hidden man of our heart. And so then, it is so wonderful to know the things that are hid from us. And so then, Shem, Ham, and Japheth are born at 23 degrees, 33 minutes, and 13 seconds. Exactly when Noah is 500 years old. And so then, we know the very degrees, we know the minutes, and we know the seconds by getting Adam, Seth, Enosh, and Canaan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, and Methuselah, and Lamech, which would be 1 degree, 50 minutes, and 46 seconds in the wonderful time of the portion of the precession of the equinox, each sign representing one part of the equation, which we have 12 parts, which equals the division of 2 divided again by the most awesome number in the Bible, to create a form of light and darkness, to create soul and flesh, to embody these divisions in man. When you do good, evil's always present. When you're up, your flesh man is down. When the flesh man is up, the spirit man is down. And so then, what a war. Who shall deliver us from these strange occurrences in the Bible? Shall not Yahweh? The message of the stars, ladies and gentlemen, are coming to us via the universal application of the 12 signs for the 12 sons. Now, Friday night, I'm going to get into the meaning of the 12 signs. The sun, Venus, moon, the moon, Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, Uranus, Neptune, life, coalition, reason, obstruction, idealism, dynamic energy, divinity, and such things as we pour our heart out into the divisional signs of the message of the stars. Each sign representing a portion of our life. We must, in order to be complete, take the completeness into our life and use our time wisely, because we're sent here in the sign that we're born under with the birthstones that identify us in the 12 aspects of where we can find our soul and our connection back to the positive realm as a negative being. You see, the Father came in a hurry without us. What would it do for him to inherit alone? His sons must inherit with him, and they can't inherit without us. And we certainly can't inherit without him. So then, we are now using our time through these processions of our birth signs, of our stone signs, through the altar as we stand convicted that we are a measure of a planetary vibration in harmony with both Earth, from which we came, and the heaven which we were before we came. A positive to negative relation. Going back through the times that we were born in the signs that we were born in, learning obedience as we stand through the procession of the signs of the sons of Jacob. It's common knowledge among those that the evolutionary walk of man is bound with the divine who rules the planets and sets in them the signs and the wonders of the heaven, and that we are indeed part of his creation. Our visible sun, which is the central, which represents the Godhead, is but the mirror in which we are reflected as the rays of energy from the spiritual, the real, and the invisible, the tangible and the spiritual. And it is the gateway of life and death. Choose this day whom you will serve. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to get off here because my time is coming gone. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll see you Friday night at 9:30, and we will have a message for you, part two, about getting to the characteristics of the signs of the 12 sons of Yahweh, born for this creative purpose to be measured for the signs and wonders in the heavens. May Yahweh bless you richly. If you'd like to call me tonight, you can call me at area code 423-626-2172. Now again, area code 423-626-2172. If you'd like to write me for this series of the sons and the signs, write me at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. I love you.
Rock of my